everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video is extra text, extra links, resources, graphics, and that's true of all the videos that we do here on CalBanyan.com. Hey, what do? We talk about hypnosis, etc. Talk about hypnosis, hypnotherapy, what's going on in the world of hypnosis, and often, you know, Celeste used to do this with me, and now Elron does it with me, and Meredith does it with me, and from time to time we have some very very special guest, and that's what I have here today, a very, very special guest. Let me tell you about who this is. This is an individual who is probably the most important proponent of the profession of hypnotism becoming a separate and distinct profession, and his influence has gone all around the world by being president of the National Guild of Hypnotists, we grabbed this thing right here, the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal, and also the Hypnogram, which goes out, you know, all year round. And he's been doing this for a long, long time. And he also makes sure that we have the world's best, friendliest, and largest hypnosis convention every year in August. And I'm so pleased to have my mentor, my friend, Dr. Dwight Damon with us. How you doing, Doc?
Terrific. It's nice to be out in California, too. I'm laughing because we came from the East Coast, and we really haven't had a bad winter, but it's so nice to come to California, and I can see why you like to be here and have this wonderful center that you have. It's just one of the best offices in our profession that I've ever been in, and so well-equipped. You have great people working with you and a wonderful staff and associates, and I'm very impressed by it. And we used to run an article in the issues of the journal called Office of the Month. And if we were to start that again, to reinstate it, this would be the first office that I would feature. And, you know, offices like yours and Larry Garrett's and Pat McIsaac and all of those, it's so important to show people that if they really tell people what they do, if they spread the word and they really work at it, they can have a beautiful office, a professional office, and one that attracts clients. And that's the important thing. You know, if you don't tell, you can't sell. And everything in life is selling, whether you're a professional or you're just a civilian. You know, there's the suitor that he's selling himself to the prospective sweetheart. And we're always selling. And so we have to always be selling what we do. We need to spread the word. And, of course, we tell people to use the elevator talk. And this is when you can say to a person, you don't have to be in an elevator, but you give them a short, succinct message as if you were in an elevator between, say, the fifth floor and the first floor, or the first floor and the fifth floor, whichever way you're going. And in that brief time, you tell them enough that gets them interested to ask more questions. You know, if people say, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a consulting hypnotist. Oh, what's that? Oh, we work with ordinary everyday people for ordinary everyday problems. And well, who do you consult with? And one question leads to another, and first thing you know, you're handing your business card to that person. And all along, while we were working on what we call the big idea, and the big idea was to have a separate and distinct profession. And I've actually spent the last quarter century, last 25 years, working on the big idea. And now we feel that we are established as a separate and distinct profession and have been recognized as such. And so we still have to constantly be selling what we do. And so I really depend on everybody who is in the profession to do that. We've come up with some various ideas. Of course, we tell you about the elevator talk, and we had a magazine that we published two issues of, the Hypnosis Today. It's a wonderful color photo magazine. There's a lot of great articles in it. Feeling No Pain is an article with color pictures from a hospital that uses hypnosis in the emergency room down in Miami, Florida. We have a beautiful article, Beauty and the Beast, and this is about Pat McIsaac, who is one of our leading consulting hypnotists in Hingham, Mass., and she spent 3 months in Botswana over in Africa. She's also a nurse, and she was working with AIDS and HIV babies, but using hypnotic techniques on the adults as in groups with a translator to help the people, the parents, who are HIV and AIDS patients to have a better quality of life. And that's just a wonderful article. And the average person who doesn't know anything about hypnosis, when they read this sort of thing, they're just, I was going to say entranced, but I guess I can say it, or mesmerized by the article. And they don't realize the potential of what we have to offer until they read about it. I was looking for one more article in here. I'll just tell you about it. And this was Larry Garrett from Chicago, one of our top hypnotists, and also another great office like Cal's here, but he's out in the Chicago area. And he has an article in here where he went over and during the embargo against travel to Iraq was given permission by the government to go over and hypnotize a businessman who had a problem, and they were looking for the best hypnotist they could find. They had tried many people, and Larry got permission to go. They encouraged the government, our government encouraged him to go, and it turned out that the client was Uday Hussein, the evil son. And so Larry did go and work with him, and he made two trips, coming back always for the FBI and CIA to debrief him about his travel to Baghdad. And he was there actually when 9/11 occurred, which is really interesting. I probably would have fainted the minute I found out it was Uday Hussein who was the client, but Larry is, we call him Laid Back Larry, and he did a great job and established some what he had hoped to be humane relations with Uday towards the United States and our citizens. But anyway, you can do things like that, but you can also do things just on a local basis. The Hypnosis Today magazines, you could never afford to print this for your own practice, so we printed them and left a blank space on the back of the outside cover where you can put a computer label with all your information, so it appears to be your own personal advertising piece. We still have some of those left, and I'm always looking for ideas that will help hypnotists in practice. It will help us to build the profession. And I was traveling, and when I travel, I'm sort of, they call me the Johnny Appleseed of Hypnosis Today because I carry a briefcase full of these, and a briefcase full of those are a little bit heavy. But by the time I get through my trip, I don't have any left because I give them out to the crew on the flights. I give them out everywhere. And say, here's an interesting magazine, it has some great articles about hypnotism you might be interested in. And that usually initiates a conversation. But I thought, well, people don't want to spend the money to buy these. They're a little expensive because it's a real magazine and it's all in color. And it's not expensive if it brings you in business, but I think the average person thinks it's a little expensive. So I said, I've got to find a more inexpensive way for people to advertise their practice and to sell what we do, working with ordinary everyday people for ordinary everyday problems. And on one of my trips, I was going through an airport, washing my hands, and up on the little rack above the sink, there was a brochure, just a mini brochure about this size. And I picked it up, put it in my pocket. I didn't even really look in it. I just said, well, I'll read that later on the flight. And I got on board, and then I remembered I had that in my pocket, so I pulled it out, and it was like a little cartoon booklet. And it was actually created by a Christian fundamentalist, so it was very religious in nature and kind of scary. It was a scary thing. I mean, if you don't really follow what they say, you're in trouble. And so I said, well, that's really interesting. I wonder if those things work. And so I did some research and found out that the originator, the man who draws the cartoon scripts, and the man who writes the scripts, and the man who produces these is Jack Chick, Jack T. Chick. And he has produced over 750 million of these tracks. And you know, they're used by evangelistic churches, by ministers, and people who are interested in getting people to believe in fundamental Christianity. Well, he wouldn't have gone through 750 million of these, all different topics, if they didn't work. Or at least I don't think he would, you know, because they do cost money to create and to print. And so I said, well, okay, I maybe this is what we need. And so we had a project we called The Secret Weapon. And this is a secret weapon right here. The truth about hypnosis. And it's not done by Jack Chick, because I don't think he probably would approve of hypnosis for some reason. There isn't too much aside of the fundamentalist Christianity that he approves of. And his booklets are all written in sort of a negative way, a scary way. Ours are written in a wonderful way. We have a great artist that has designed this for us. And it's an interesting to note, when I came out here, I had asked John Kaufman, is the artist we finally ended up with. We tried, the first one we tried was really great if you wanted a Superman comic book. That was his style. And then we had another one that was sort of a hippie style artist, and he sent me samples. But I finally found the artist that did the job, and his name's right inside here, and John Kaufman. And we just arrived out here a couple of days ago in California, and we were talking with the lady that was on the flight with us while we were waiting for our suitcases, and she is an art historian. That's her business. And she said, what do you do? Well, the minute they say that, in a flash, I hand her one of our secret weapons or mini brochures, and the truth about hypnosis. And right away she opened up and she just scanned through it and she said, wow, this is great artwork. I mean, this is not a comic book. This is really good artwork. And all of the script in this that we have embedded, direct and indirect suggestions to put a message across about what we do and about what hypnosis is good for. And on the back cover, you can just print a little computer label with your information, and it becomes your own personal advertising. And so we have these now. We've created them, and we're just introducing them at our Solid Gold Conference in California this week. California. I must be an Easterner. California. And so they are really relatively inexpensive, $20 for a pack of 100, and you put your own label on there. But the secret is that you give them out. We've tested them for over a month in different cities across the United States. I took top people such as Cal Banyan and Jacob Bimblidge and Larry Garrett and Pat McIsaac and just a whole list of people, sent them 100 and asked them to pass them out. And we put a label on here so that people could respond to a site that we created on the internet called canyoubehypnotized.net for a free test. And then they can click to go to another link to get the articles that I just told you about in Hypnosis Today. And it's free. And then we're able to look at that and see the percentage of clicks we got. We can't tell where they came from. And it's amazing the response that we have received with this little secret weapon. And the great thing is, I don't have to load up a suitcase. You don't have to load up a suitcase. You can carry a handful of these in your pocket. If you go to the dentist, you can leave them in the one or two in the dentist's waiting room on the table. You can, when you pay your bills, you know, when you get a bill from a DirecTV or something like that, or the power company, or the waterworks, they always put in all this extra literature, their advertising material. Banks do this, credit cards do this. Well, when I send them a check to pay their bill, I stick in one of these. And, I put them out all over the place. When I go to the post office, I take a push pin and I stick one on the bulletin board, a small town. And then when I go in the next day, if the one is gone, I stick another one up. I don't put big stacks of them around, and I leave them in various places where people will pick them up. And I sort of try to use smaller numbers so that, because I like to track and see just how much attention they attract. Do people pick them up? Yes, they do. And on a flight, we go in the lavatory up in first class, and there's a little jar of soap, a little soap dispenser, and it's just right to put a few of those, two or three of these, behind the soap dispenser. And then, of course, I go back a little later if it's a long flight to see if they have been taken. And I take great pleasure in watching the reaction. And I saw a man go in, come out, and he went back to his seat, put the overhead light on, and read it, and then passed it to his seat companion, his wife, or whoever the lady was that was with him, and she put her light on and read it. So I really feel that it's a very effective way to get our message across. And so we're just introducing them. They're for sale through the National Guild of Hypnotists and other sources. And I hope that this is something that you will use if you are a professional hypnotist. And I know that you'll be glad if you do. It has the little motto in the front, very small. It would appear that these are done by individual offices. And it says it has the definition of consulting hypnotist in the front inside cover. And it is has a guild logo, but that's about all. ISBN number on the back inside cover. And on the back, it says distributed as an informational public service, and you put your information there. It's a great advertising piece.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
I really welcome the opportunity. We're going to introduce them here at the Solid Gold Conference.
All right.
We'll also have them up at the convention.
Let me get a word in here before I run out of time. I want to tell the audience that, you know, in addition to the tests you've had done by everybody else, we did some testing. I've got some notes down here, and that, you know, they work. And one of the things about these pamphlets is that they're going to get the conversation going. Because sometimes, especially when you're new, you really feel like, I don't know what to say. And they ask, and you can just give this pamphlet away. And sometimes people are busy, just like the elevator speech, and they don't have a lot of time to, or you run into a waitress at the restaurant, they're at work, and they're very curious about hypnosis and what you do, but they can't really talk to you about it right then. So you can slip this to them, and they can put it in their purse, their pocket, or whatever, and take it home when they do have time to read about it later. And by golly, on the back, there is your contact information. Also, after... You see, I tell people, I say, you know, if you sat at a bus stop and on one side of you is a brochure about insurance, and then on the other side was one about hypnosis, which one are you going to pick up? You're going to pick up the one about hypnosis. Even if you weren't a hypnotist, it's a lot more, it's a very interesting topic, and people will want to pick it up. So after they've read it, people have seen it, you know, laying on their friend's coffee table. Their friends are going to pick it up, and it's going to get passed around. And so it's going to have a life of its own as it moves around through families and friends and that kind of thing. Also, so it's a very positive message that's applicable to all audiences. It doesn't just go after an intellectual audience or a hippie audience, so to speak. It's something that you could give to your mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, uncle, boyfriend, girlfriend, and it's something that's going to be consumable by all these different people. So I really just want to thank you, Dr. Damon, for, you know, every year, it seems like you come up with something and the National Guild of Hypnotists working together to come up with something that's really valuable that helps to educate and promote both the consulting hypnotist, hypnotist, and also the general public. So I just really appreciate it very much.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. And it is written, and you'll agree, I'm sure, on this, so that anybody, you don't have to be a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists to use these. If you're a member of another organization, it will still fit your practice. It's not a propaganda piece for us. It is a sales piece for you.
Good, good. And by the way, for all you viewers, I'm going to put a link right below the video here where you can get information about where to get this pamphlet, The Secret Weapon, and also information for getting the Hypnosis Today magazine, and also on how to get the Journal of Hypnotism. Can you tell, we've only got like about a minute and a half left, can you tell everybody a little bit about how they can become a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists, or if they're already a member, how they can continue their membership?
Well, of course, if you're putting the link on there, all they have to do is click on that link and go to our site, and we have all the information. We have many, many things for members and non-members. We have state laws listed pertaining to what we do, and we have our bookstore and so forth. And all of that information just by clicking on the link that you're going to put on there, Cal, and our folks and our staff and in our office are right there, ready, willing, and able to help people. And if they want to call, they can call. If they want to do it by email, and however they want to do it, get in touch with us. And you do not have to be a member, but we'd love to have you as a member, and there's an application form for membership on our website home.
All right. And I just pulled up the National Guild of Hypnotists website, which, by the way, is ngh.net. Some people are listening to this as they just do the audio form, and they're wandering around, driving around and stuff like that. So I'm looking there. Yeah, become a member today. Information right there. Member resources are right there. And this new version of the website is just dynamite. All right. Well, let me wrap this up right now, and hopefully I can maybe get you to do another one of these podcasts, some other things I'd like to talk to you about. Is that okay with you, Dr. Damon?
I love to talk about what we do.
Perfect. Okay. Everybody, remember, go to calbanion.com. That's where this podcast is. And then also go to hypnosiscenter.com. That's where all of my training schedule is. And, I mean, just an abundance of articles and other resource materials. Go to hypnosis.org, another huge resource of hypnosis information. In fact, you can just sign up to get a video on how to do the Elman-Banyan induction, and you're also going to get some insider tips, tricks, and techniques on making your inductions more successful. And, of course, we've got the training coming up. Certification training, got that in July. We've got the Week of Power, which is advanced training, coming up at the NGH convention and also in May. And that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only. May not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.